Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Scott Podsednik. Batting second. The second baseman, Tadahito Iguchi. Batting third. The first baseman, Jim Thome. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jermaine Dye. Batting fifth. The catcher, A.J. Pierzynski. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Joe Creed. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Juan Uribe. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Brian Anderson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Javier Vázquez. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Javier Vázquez. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Juan Pierre. Batting second. The second baseman, Todd Walker. Batting third. The first baseman, Derek Lee. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Aramis Ramirez. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jacques Jones. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Phil Nevin. Batting seventh. The catcher, Michael Barrett. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ronnie Cedeno. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Greg Maddux. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Greg Maddux. And now, play ball. Scott Podsednik is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Podsednik hits a line drive towards third. Ramirez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tadahito Iguchi is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Iguchi strikes out. Two outs. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Thome hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Walker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Juan Pierre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierre hits a fly ball into left field. Podsednik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Walker hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Derek Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Podsednik. Lee reaches second base with a double. Walker moves to third. Aramis Ramirez is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Ramirez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Podsednik. Ramirez reaches second base with a double. Walker scores. Lee scores. It's 2-0, Cubs. Jacques Jones is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Jones hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ramirez moves to third. Phil Nevin is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Nevin strikes out. Two outs. Michael Barrett is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Barrett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Dye hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. A.J. Pierzynski is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Pierzynski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dye moves to second. Joe Creed is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Creed hits a fly ball into right field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Dye moves to third. One out. Juan Uribe batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Uribe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Walker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ronnie Citino is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Citino hits a fly ball into right field. Dye settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Maddux is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Maddux strikes out. Two outs. Juan Pierre is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Pierre is 0 for 1 in the game. Pierre hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Todd Walker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. There goes Pierre. The throw from Pierzynski and he is out, Uribe applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Brian Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Anderson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Nevin. Anderson reaches second base with a double. Javier Vasquez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Vasquez bunts towards the mound. Maddux fields it and throws to first for the out. Anderson moves to third. One out. Scott Podsednik is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Podsednik is 0 for 1 in the game. Podsednik hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Walker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Anderson scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Cubs. Tadahito Egoshi is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Egoshi is 0 for 1 in the game. Egoshi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Tomy is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Tomy is 0 for 1 in the game. Tomy hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Nevin. Tomy reaches second base with a double. Egoshi moves to third. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Dye is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dye strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the White Sox 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Walker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Derek Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Lee is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Lee strikes out. Two outs. Aramis Ramirez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ramirez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Ramirez hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Dye who is chasing the ball. Ramirez reaches third base with a triple. Jacques Jones is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jones is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jones strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. A.J. Pierzynski is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Pierzynski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pierzynski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Creed is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Creed is 0 for 1 in the game. Creed hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pierzynski moves to second. Juan Uribe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uribe is 0 for 1 in the game. Uribe hits a fly ball into center field. Pierre settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pierzynski moves to third. One out. Brian Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Anderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Citino scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the White Sox 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Nevin, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Nevin is 0 for 1 in the game. Nevin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Uribe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Michael Barrett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Creed fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ronnie Cittino is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cittino is 0 for 1 in the game. Cittino hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Greg Maddux is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Maddux is 0 for 1 in the game. Maddux strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Javier Vázquez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vázquez is 0 for 0 in the game. Vázquez hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Scott Podsednik is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Podsednik is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Podsednik hits a fly ball into right field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tadahito Igoshi is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Igoshi is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Igoshi strikes out. Two outs. Jim Tomy is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tomy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Tomy hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, White Sox. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Dye is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dye hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ramirez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Juan Pierre is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Pierre is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pierre hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Derek Lee is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lee is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Lee hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pierre moves to second. Aramis Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ramirez is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Ramirez hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-3, Cubs. Jacques Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Uribe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Nevin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Nevin is 0 for 2 in the game. Nevin hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Michael Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Barrett is 0 for 2 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Igoshi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. AJ Pierzynski is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Pierzynski is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Pierzynski hits a pop-up towards short. Cittino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Creed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Creed is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Creed hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Cubs. Juan Uribe is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Uribe is 0-for-2 in the game. Uribe hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ramirez fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Brian Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Anderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Anderson hits a line drive into center field. Pierre settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the White Sox 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Ronnie Cedeno is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cedeno is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground towards short. Uribe fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Uribe. Greg Maddux is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Maddux is 0-for-2 in the game. Maddux strikes out. There goes Cedeno. The throw from Pierzynski to Uribe, and Cedeno is out. 2 outs. Juan Pierre is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Pierre is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Pierre takes first base on ball 4. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a line drive towards short. Uribe reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Scott Ayer now pitching. Paul Konerko pinch hits for Javier Vázquez. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Konerko hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 5, Cubs, 5. Scott Podsednik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Podsednik is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Podsednik hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Pierre. Podsednik reaches second base with a double. Tadahito Igoshi batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Igoshi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Igoshi bunts towards the mound. Ayer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Thome strikes out. There goes Podsednik. Here's the throw, and he's safe. 2 outs. Bob Horry now pitching. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dye is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dye takes first base on ball 4. AJ Pierzynski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierzynski is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Pierzynski hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ramirez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. David Risk now pitching. Paul Konerko now playing first base. Derek Lee is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lee is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Lee strikes out. 1 out. Aramis Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 3-for-3 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Ramirez hits a pop-up towards short. Uribe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jacques Jones is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jones is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-5, Cubs. Phil Nevin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Nevin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Nevin hits a line drive towards short. Uribe reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Angel Pagan now playing left field. Joe Creed batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Creed is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Creed hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Juan Uribe is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Uribe is 0 for 3 in the game. Uribe is hit by the pitch. Creed moves to second. Brian Anderson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Anderson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Anderson bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Barrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Konerko is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Konerko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Citino fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the White Sox 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Michael Barrett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Barrett is 0 for 3 in the game. Barrett hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ronnie Citino is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Citino is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Citino hits a pop-up towards first. Konerko settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Mabry pinch hits for Bob Horry. John Mabry is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mabry takes first base on ball 4. Ross Glode now playing first base. Neil Kotz now pitching. Juan Pierre is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Pierre is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Pierre hits a pop-up towards short. Uribe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Ryan Dempster now pitching. Scott Podsednik is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Podsednik is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Podsednik hits a fly ball into left field. Pagan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tadahito Igoshi is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Igoshi is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Igoshi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ramirez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ross Glode is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Glode hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Walker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jermaine Dye batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Dye is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dye takes first base on ball 4. Glode moves to second. AJ Pierzynski is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Pierzynski is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Pierzynski hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-6, White Sox. Joe Creed is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Creed is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. he's got one RBI. Creed hits a fly ball into center field. Pierre settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Jenks now pitching. Rob Mikowiak now playing right field. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Walker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Derek Lee is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lee is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Lee strikes out. Two outs. Aramis Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Ramirez is 3-for-4 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jenks fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Chicago Cubs, 6. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.